AP News, I'm Paya Panjwani. President Donald Trump spoke at the National Prayer Breakfast this morning. He said the nation needs a new air traffic control system after the deadly airport crash at D.C.'s Reagan Airport.
We're all going to sit down and do a great computerized system for our control towers, brand new, not pieced together, obsolete like it is land-based, trying to hook up a land-based system to a satellite system. And the first thing that some experts told me when this happened is you can't hook up land to satellites and you can't hook up satellites to land. It doesn't work.
The president also said he's directing Attorney General Pam Bondi to head a task force aimed at rooting out anti-Christian bias.
The mission of this task force will be to immediately halt all forms of anti-Christian targeting and discrimination within the federal government, including at the DOJ, which was absolutely terrible, the IRS, the FBI, terrible, and other agencies.
A California utility says that its equipment likely sparked a wildfire in Los Angeles that broke out the same day as two massive blazes in the area. The blazes killed at least 29 people and destroyed thousands of homes. The admission by Southern California Edison over its likely role in the Hearst fire, which didn't destroy any structures or result in any deaths, came in a required filing with state utility regulators. Applications for jobless benefits rose last week.
The numbers were higher than analysts were predicting. Weekly applications for jobless benefits are considered representatives of layoffs, but the labor market remains healthy. There have been relatively few layoffs. There have been exceptions. Companies like Workday, Dow, CNN, Starbucks, and Facebook parent company Meta have all trimmed their workforces to start the year. The Labor Department says the total number of people receiving unemployment benefits increased last week. Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Karen Shamas reports on the UN's reaction to Trump's brazen proposal for Gaza.
The head of the United Nations believes U.S. President Donald Trump's proposal to move all Palestinians out of the Gaza Strip would be ethnic cleansing. Antonio Guterres said,
"It is vital to stay true to the bedrock of international law. It is essential to avoid any form of ethnic cleansing."
He did not mention President Trump. UN spokesperson Stefan Dujarric was asked if the Secretary General believes Trump's plan for the US to clean out and take over Gaza is ethnic cleansing. He replied,
"Any forced displacement of people is tantamount to ethnic cleansing.
Guterres stressed that any lasting peace will require an end to Israeli occupation of Gaza, the West Bank, and East Jerusalem, and progress towards a two-state solution. I'm Karen Shamas.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.